This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wee.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld.
And we have got some Vanderpump stuff to talk about today. I mean, woo, it's been a week.
Vander by.
It has been.
Did you like that?
Very cute. Obviously there's a lot going on in the world right now. We've, at Betches, we've been talking a lot about what's going on in the world right now. And we are seeing a lot of stuff come out about a lot of different people, companies, whatever. And specifically in the Bravo world, it has been a pretty intense week with all of this stuff coming out with Stassi and Kristen, obviously. And in addition to that, we've seen Bravo finally kind of stepping up and using their platforms to give a voice to more of the Black Lives Matter movement. And they had a really great Instagram Live panel on Monday where they had Portia, Candy, and Giselle talking to Justin Sylvester from E! And so it's interesting to see kind of how this like Bravo world is adapting, growing, learning, dealing with everything that's happening right now. I don't know. Yeah. It feels like
I really enjoyed actually watching that Instagram Live, especially listening to different people's takes and the way they were actually like educating us listening. And it was really nice.
When they first announced that, first of all, I mean, I was public about, like, I was disappointed that they were only putting it on Instagram Live when they have a whole mm-hmm. TV network. That's a whole separate thing. But I was really impressed watching it that all three of these women, they came with specific points yeah. to talk about. They all had really personal ways that they tied into what's going on right now. And I thought they all did a great job of not only just communicating their personal thoughts and everything, but really I found it pretty inspirational. And mm-hmm. you know, they were all talking about voting and how important it is to get involved, and talking about, you know, their daughters and things like that. Right. And it was, I honestly, at this point, I'm so of like quarantine, I'm so over watching Instagram Live videos, but I was like fully tuned into that for over an hour.
Well, because I feel like this Instagram Live was, number one, for a different purpose, and number two, we were learning something. So it yeah. wasn't like someone just doing like a dance, you know, and like,
right.
or like a workout class, which P.S. I haven't done any of those anyway. but I really, one thing I actually wrote it down, I really liked when Portia said, we need to learn how to watch the news. And I actually
yes.
agreed with that. And Justin Sylvester was like, yes, yes. So like with his pen, he like was writing notes because it's very true. It was very, very true. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. That obviously that wasn't the only like point that I took from that, but it was very true. How you need to know how to watch the news, and you can't just watch one news outlet.
Right. And they've had, you know, Portia has been on Watch What Happens Live this week, and Candy. And, you know, I hope that Bravo keeps, you know, kind mm-hmm. of highlighting these topics, obviously mixed in with their programming. And, you know, mm-hmm. it seems like they're, you know, starting to put more weight behind that, which is exciting to see. But of course, right. we need to talk about what's happening with Vanderpump Rules. So a quick kind of recap, if you haven't followed the full situation. So back in 2018, which seems like a long time ago, but also 2018, Stassi went on a podcast and talked about how she and Kristen had basically they had seen this photo of a woman who was wanted for robberies, and mm-hmm. they had done this like quote unquote detective work.
Which we all need from them, detective work.
Basically, they decided that it was Faith who had done these robberies. And so they proceeded to call the cops on Faith and also call the military police on Faith because Faith is a veteran. I kind of had forgotten about that. If I knew, I don't know. But so Faith, this was public at the time. Stassi talked about it on a podcast. Kristen tweeted about it. Jax also tweeted some stuff accusing her of stealing things. But for whatever reason, nothing really happened at the time. It was kind of just mm-hmm. like, oh, this thing happened. And then last week, Faith was doing an Instagram live video where she was talking about her experience with Vanderpump Rules, and she brought up this story, and so it got all this renewed attention, and especially right now in this current climate, kind of attention on how not good it is to call the cops on a Black person, especially when it's not even a true situation where the police need to be involved.
Right.
And so
I feel like in this case, Kristen and Stassi, like, were trying to be Mary-Kate and Ashley in their detective movies, and that's fake and this is real life, and they like crossed a line.
Right. And I think we're all thankfully, it's sad that it's taken this long, but right now we're all coming to terms with the fact that in this country, when you call the police on a Black person, that is putting their life in danger inherently. Mm-hmm. They don't have to be doing anything wrong to be in a situation where that's dangerous. I mean, look at Breonna Taylor. She was asleep in her apartment and she ended up getting shot and killed by the police. So it's something certainly not to be taken lightly. And basically over the last week, there was a lot of internet talk, people, you know, coming after Stassi and Kristen and, you know, giving renewed attention to this. And it culminated on Tuesday with Bravo and Evolution, the production company of Vanderpump Rules, announcing that Kristen, Stassi, and also Brett and Max won't be returning to the show. And so, yeah, there's obviously a lot of layers to the situation, but Kristen and Stassi are not on Vanderpump Rules anymore. And it's the end of an era for sure.
Right. Like basically more and more people were saying, well, what about this? What about this? Because more and more things came out of Stassi saying stuff and posting mm-hmm. stuff. And so I think at this point, it should have been done, you know, when it first happened, but they kind of brushed under the rug. But now, you're right. I think at this point they were like, we can't tolerate this anymore and you have to go. And I saw something yesterday. Did Andy Cohen say something where he fully 100% stands by the decision that they all should have been fired? And he kind of, it was funny. He said, I like watching the show and I literally host the reunions. He's like, I'm not the executive producer. I have nothing to do with the hiring and firing of the cast members. He was basically just like, can I just put that out there, please? Like, it's not, I don't have anything to do with this. Like, I stand by this. I agree. And like, it's sad, but you know what? Like, they made mistakes and they need to be held accountable for it.
Yeah. So that's where we stand right now. Those four have been, you know, let go from the show. Right now, the speculation / anger, whatever, has kind of turned toward Brittany and Jax, and there's a lot of chatter that they could be next because they should have been first.
Jax should have been first.
You could say a lot about what Jax has done over the years, but specifically in this situation with Faith, he also tweeted things and accused her of stealing his car, which is weird, but. So, I mean, essentially, the Vanderpump Rules cast is in flux right now, and who knows? I mean, by the time you're listening to this, there could be a few more people who aren't on the show anymore. Right. But it's interesting to think what is going to happen for season 9 and beyond, because right now, normally they would be filming already, but because of coronavirus, that's delayed. So I've heard they're going to start in September.
Yeah, let's also talk how we're still in the midst of a pandemic as well. Right. And we're still quarantined.
So all of a sudden, Stassi's wedding is not going to be a storyline.
Like, after what seeing what a wedding did this season, like, thank God. I can't sit through another half a season prepping for someone else's wedding.
I know. Honestly, even whether
sucks
it was Stassi,
for her, though.
Whether it was Stassi or anyone else, I'm not sad about missing out on a wedding storyline.
Yeah. And it's crazy because as much as I continue to say the show is my favorite because as a viewer, I enjoy watching it on the show on TV, but you know, we have to face reality and that these are people outside cameras making stupid decisions and mistakes. And I don't know about season 9. It's going to be a little, if there is a season 9, I don't know.
I'm kind of excited because I think they definitely needed to make some casting decisions after season 8. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really know what direction they were going to go. I think they could really easily kind of refocus around Tom.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Have that kind of whole thing intact and you still
and
have
Vegas.
Tina. I mean, Vegas is definitely a possibility at this point. I feel they would be stupid not to explore that option realistically.
Yeah. I mean,
when it comes down to it, certainly I hope they start casting for Vanderpump Rules with more of an eye on being inclusive. I think this is really, I mean, we've known for a long time that Vanderpump Rules is not a diverse show, and that is unfortunate, and it has always been a problem. Right. But I think right now we're kind of in a prime position to focus on
change that,
and make it a priority to do something about it. So, I mean, I hope that they actually look at casting with more of a holistic eye for diversity rather than just saying like, oh, we have to find a Black girl.
Exactly.
Because that's the thing, we've seen them, that's almost what it felt like with Faith, and she was clearly not treated well by the people on the show, and whether that's strictly a race thing or, you know, she just didn't vibe. There needs to be more of an inclusive Vanderpump Rules community. And I hope
to be honest, yeah, I agree. That. With that, to be honest, Tina has actually been on the show since season 1 and she never gets like full camera time. She's always like the side. No, and like I like Tina. I'm always like, can she be on the screen?
Sheena liked to tweet the other day saying that Tina should come back to the show. So maybe she'll bring her around next season. I would be down for that for sure.
I wonder if she still even works at the restaurant. But like, she's been around like on the show, but just like lingering. And I want her to be like one of the servers on the show with them. Well, with Sheena's like seriously MVP server. She's been like,
I know.
She's the only one that hasn't been fired.
So honestly, I mean, of course, we've watched Stassi and Kristen on the show for a long time. It's not like, I mean, in this sense, I think it makes a lot of sense that they have been let go, but it definitely is a big change for the show.
Let go is a little nicer. They were fired.
Yes. So they've been fired. They will not be brought on for season 9, but I'm excited for kind of the possibilities and hopefully to kind of make the show a more like a fresher, more positive, more diverse experience, because it's like it's been time.
Right. And guys, we are not unfortunately talking about Beverly Hills today because they're not airing the show until July. Ooh. So
yeah, they're taking a little break. New York is taking a little break after this week. It's an interesting time to be a Bravo fan, but
imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
What do we
it's
have
an interesting
to
time to host a Bravo podcast.
What do we have to talk about? Part two of the Vanderpump Rules reunion, which we were both just so excited to watch.
Should we woo that or no? I know, like, it aired, what, Tuesday night? So that was, like, in the, what, the day after or the day of all this drama unfolded? And, like, not even
the day
of, which is, like, could not be more ironic. And that was so typically that something like Kris Jenner would do, you know, to like make all that, but this was just not that. Like, this was not to get people to view this. This was very awkward. And I don't know if it had anything to do with that, like what happened in real life, but I just like was not in the mood. I have never felt that. I just like couldn't, I was like, I don't know if I'm bored of them or like, all right, what are they going to talk about now? Like, I just don't know. So I watched it this morning at 8 a.m.
Same. I literally had to set an earlier alarm this morning so I would have time to watch Vanderpump Rules and take some notes. I mean, look, I don't think Vanderpump reunions don't tend to be my favorite thing. The virtual thing, this wasn't an amazing season. There's just a lot of factors. And I think the current events of this week have certainly not helped, because honestly, watching it now, it kind of feels a little pointless in a lot of respects. But you have, I mean, this week on the reunion, we saw kind of the Witches of WeHo breaking down their where they stand, and now it's like, okay, that's not going to be relevant on the show anymore.
Exactly.
We saw Kristen and James kind of getting into it more than we've seen in a long time, and it's like, I don't want to watch that anymore, especially now that Kristen's not going to be on the show. It felt like, do we still need to be here right now?
Right. Well, it feels like every part two or three of any reunion, it's like, okay, could have been done in one shot. But you know what's funny? This week, I was like, wow, who would have thought James would be fucking thriving in all of this? And then once I watched the reunion, I was like, damn, like, this is his time to shine right now. Like, it was very nice. They talked about James's sobriety, and they did a flashback of a few of the bad times, because we didn't have time to show all the bad ones, and how he's come kind of full circle, and he just hit his 10-month of being sober, it's really nice. Like, the whole cast got emotional watching. Yeah. Like, he really did do a full change, and I'm proud of James.
I felt the same way watching that clip package of all the stuff with him and Raquel, and then especially seeing the cast kind of obviously being supportive of James and his sobriety, but also kind of rallying around Raquel and talking about how great and wonderful she is and how she brings out the best in James and she deserves that.
It's time they recognized that.
It was just such a nice moment. And it was something where even people that don't love James, I think can really appreciate that and feel happy for him, because I think he's in the best place he's ever been on the show, for sure. Mm-hmm. And that is one of the things that actually makes me excited for next season, because I feel like this season was kind of a rough year for him in terms of having a place in the group and figuring his shit out, and he missed some episodes and whatever. And next season, he's in prime position to kind of be right in the middle of it again. He's right. Especially like seeing him make up with Katie, and he's friends with the new people, and he's really good with the Toms,
which
like,
are the only people that are going to be on the show next season. So it was perfect timing.
Yeah, it's like the only question mark at this point is is Jax and Brittany, who, by the way, Jax blocked me on Instagram. And blocked.
That's what you posted? He blocked you? I thought when you posted that, I saw it this morning, I thought he deleted his Instagram.
No.
On the list now?
He blocked me. And he blocked Bravo by Betches, which by extension means he blocked both of us. Honestly, I'm surprised it's taken this long.
Me too.
Nobody that listens to this podcast would think that I'm a big Jax Taylor fan, but...
Damn, Sarah wrote an article about that recently. You just missed the cut of being included.
I know.
That's so funny.
But it's interesting to think about. Yeah, I don't know. It's like, it is interesting to think about now. I feel like Vanderpump Rules is really going to be like, for the first time, it's going to be like a different show than... what it has been for all these years, because we've seen, like, other than when Stassi left and came back that one season, none of the OGs have ever left, right. And so it's kind of uncharted territory here. Like, what does Vanderpump Rules look like without Kristen Doty? And like, whatever your thoughts are about that whole situation, it's definitely going to be an interesting ride.
Yeah, well, you know what's I noted from watching also is that during James's, going back to that, during James's whole tribute, Kristen was sitting there like rolling her eyes and like calling it bullshit, whatever. And like, I got like mad watching that because I don't care. Of course they have history. They have bad, you know, whatever. But like for her to be saying and doing that during that time, like that's rude and really inconsiderate. Like James is going through something and worked hard at where he is. Like for you to call it bullshit, by the way, is disgusting. And also like just sit there and shut your mouth.
Yeah, that part was frustrating to me. It's one of those things where it's like if you don't have anything nice to say, just be quiet and stop making faces. Like that right. You can be pissed off at James for the rest of your life, but for those like 2 minutes of the reunion, just like chill.
Yeah, like just stop. It's like I don't have that much to say, but there, I feel like there could be so much to say about this. Like also another, on a lighter note, talking about Jax, then we can talk about finally how they brought up him at the strip club in Miami, because even watching that episode when it was happening, I literally couldn't believe it. I was like, you're lying, because how could you have done what you did and blatantly lie? While in between lies, they were showing takes from you the night before at the strip club. So, like, he just talked about it, and it was funny because Brittany, of course, sitting by him, I don't care about shit. Like, I told him I didn't care. Like, I didn't care. And, like, I feel like it, as a couple, that was just so awkward to watch. Like, you are not on the same page with that situation.
Yeah. It's funny because... even at the reunion, when they were showing the video, he was like, well, you know, I've never been comfortable in strip clubs.
I'm not good at strip clubs. That's what he said. I'm not good at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No comment. It's like, come on.
I know. I'm done talking about him. Moving on. The best thing about the episode was that they did the 7 p.m. healthcare workers clap, because in Andy's apartment, you can hear it. And I was like, thank God, like something nice. I was like, let's go.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the 3-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. Mandarin Orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think like the one other thing that I thought was interesting was that Andy did ask Lala about the 50 Cent Fofty situation.
She handled that well.
She handled it well. I mean, she basically said she is not going to talk about it, maybe can't talk about it for legal reasons, but
yeah,
regardless, she's not going to go there. And I did think, I'm glad she pointed out that it actually happened before they started filming the season. Because I think some people, when they were watching the show, they were like, why aren't we watching Foftygate, whatever? And it's like, Foftygate happened, I think, in April. So it's like, they wouldn't have had episodes about it or anything, even if they were talking about it. So, I mean, whatever. I would love to see more behind the scenes info of that. But at this point, it's like, it's never going to happen. So,
right. I also like how a lot of people in each situation called out Lala for certain things that she did. And she came with like either apologies or like, or reasoning for what she did. Just like how she, about the sobriety thing, how she still like came out at people even when she was sober. And she was like, listen, it's just something I need to work on. Like it's, I'm trying to be better, which I appreciated that, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of Lala's moments kind of made me mad. Like the whole thing with Sheena in the after show when she was talking shit about
Well,
her.
That, like, exactly.
It was one of those things where it's like, I'm glad she apologized, but at the same time, like, you clearly believed that stuff when you were saying it. It's not like you were.
Right. And also, yeah, we can go on for days about this. I agree. And I like, stop being mean to Sheena. Everyone.
I know. Just let Sheena thrive. Let Sheena be let Sheena be picked up it with one hand by Brock.
Our little Shishu. One other thing, how the episode, you know, again, so irrelevant and I don't care, but I thought it was interesting how the episode left off. Where Stassi not knowing at this point in time if her wedding was tomorrow, if Kristen would be invited. And she like literally couldn't answer the question. And I was like, dude, grow up. Like, what do you mean? Also, let us know because we won't be seeing your wedding on TV next year.
I know. Maybe now Kristen will be there. Who knows?
This is a difficult question. Who was your number one Bravo Lab in the group?
I'm just going to go with my sweet Raquel. Because
yes,
it was just a nice moment for her.
Yeah, you know what? I will agree with you on that. She really, really has come, I've said this in the past too, has just come to be like a stronger, nice person to listen to now that she has a voice. And I also want to say Andy, because I like the way he handles all this and I like his reaction to what is going on in the news right now. So that's that. Stay tuned for tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And also, please donate to our Good Influence Fund for Racial Justice at betches.co/donate. Also, check out our new t-shirt on our website. Apathy has left the group chat. You can find it there. 100% of the proceeds from this t-shirt are going to the ACLU. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.